VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that he was open to a U.S. proposed ceasefire in Ukraine, but said many issues still needed clarification and that any truce would need to address what he called the root causes of the conflict. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A day earlier, Moscow presented the U.S. with a list of demands to end its war in Ukraine, including preventing Kiev from joining NATO, ruling out foreign troops in the country, and recognition of Russian sovereignty over four provinces it claims to have annexed. Earlier this week, American and Ukrainian officials agreed to an immediate 30-day ceasefire, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that Russia's response to the offer would say a lot about Moscow's true intentions. Donald Trump had said in the White House on Wednesday that he hoped the Kremlin would agree to end what the U.S. president called a bloodbath. Putin thanked Trump for his efforts to end the war and said he might call Trump to discuss the issue. Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov was more blunt when asked about the U.S. proposal for an immediate truce.
A temporary ceasefire. What does it give us? It gives us nothing. It only gives the Ukrainians an opportunity to regroup, gain strength, and to continue the same thing.
Putin sent tens of thousands of Russian troops into Ukraine in 2022 in what he called a special military operation, triggering the largest military conflict in Europe since World War II and the starkest confrontation between Moscow and the West since the end of the Cold War. After severe setbacks early in the invasion, Russian forces have been advancing since mid-2024 and control nearly a fifth of Ukraine's territory. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow Thursday to meet with Putin to further discuss the proposed ceasefire.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. Tropical Cyclone Jude slammed into parts of southern Africa this week, causing no deaths but widespread damage, especially in Malawi and Mozambique. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre, Malawi.
Tropical Cyclone Jude made landfall in northern Mozambique early Sunday and later moved over southern Malawi, resulting in heavy rains affecting 13 districts from Monday to Wednesday. A preliminary impact assessment from Malawi's Department of Disaster Management Affairs, released Thursday, shows that the cyclone has so far affected more than 11,000 people. A UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says that in Mozambique, relief operations have been severely hampered by lack of access to thousands of people in Nampula province, where many roads, bridges, and culverts were washed away. However, in Malawi, international aid agencies and the government have started relief operations in accessible areas. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
European Union leaders announced a $5.1 billion investment package during a visit to South Africa on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Both sides are on worse terms with the United States than they have been for decades. President Trump's administration has slashed aid to South Africa over its efforts to address historic racial land injustice. It has also interposed itself in Europe, criticizing it for isolating the far right and ignoring voters' concerns about immigration. At talks with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Cape Town, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa said his country valued European support for multilateralism at a time of rising nationalism. Von der Leyen said Europe wanted to help the South African economy grow.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. President Trump's tariff threats have now hit European wine. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The president on Thursday threatened to slap a 200% levy on all wines and other alcoholic products coming out of Europe if the EU does not ditch its planned 50% tax on American whiskey. Trump, in a True Social post on Thursday, said the 200% tariff on alcohol, quote, will be great for the wine and champagne businesses in the U.S.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.